Hey everyone, we're now on Patreon. There are multiple tiers of subscriptions you can subscribe to. Please, if you want to support the channel, check it out, subscribe, and we'll have exclusive content on there for you. Thank you.
From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you. Welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. Once again, my name is Nick.
My name is Drew.
And today we're doing some debaucherous shit during the daytime. This is uncalled for. This is unprecedented.
Yeah. This is
doing it during the daytime. Sunday fun day.
This is early. We're wide awake.
But you know what? We're not drinking. Not drinking any liquor, alcohol. We're drinking good water. Staying hydrated out here.
Yep.
I actually had a funny thought at work the other day. I'm not going to lie. Where did the middle finger come from? What's it like? Who decided the middle finger meant fuck you?
Yeah, we should have looked
that up. Who decided that? Because it could have just easily have been a thumbs up. Like that could have been fuck you, you know, by a driver and you're just.
It kind of just feels natural.
But yeah, it does. You know? But why is that?
I don't know. The middle finger originated in ancient Greece and Rome as a phallic gesture used to insult and taunt others. It's best used as an insult for over 2,000 years.
Okay.
Wow.
So just one day, just somebody decided, hey.
The first documented reference to the middle finger, 423 BC, comedy The Clouds, where Socrates used the gesture. So Socrates was the first person to be recorded to use. I mean, I'm sure someone else made it up.
So he was the first person to just be like, hey, go fuck yourself.
But like the smartest person at that time was like.
He still didn't give a shit, you know? Man, that's smart. He's kind of like Elon Musk in a way.
In modern times, it's used to express distaste for someone or protest the government. I guess so.
Specifically, though, to protest the government? Because I don't feel like when I flip somebody off on the highway that's a protest to the government.
It's also a frequently used emoji.
Yes, that is very true. That is very true. Yeah, just I thought about that. And also, is the whole thing about China's being the pinky, is that true?
Yeah, that's...
I always wondered that because I never genuinely knew if that was true.
Type in, do Chinese people use their pinky?
Why am I putting my water on the floor? I have a table.
As a general rule, pointing at people with a single finger in China is a big no-no, especially pointing with the pinky finger as a sign of disrespect. So, okay, so it's...
So it is true.
Yeah, according to Google.
But even this, like even pointing with a single finger, like doing this.
The pinky indicates it's useless or it's the worst.
Okay. Is the pinky in Chinese?
Rude? Giving the pinky can show that you believe the other person to be weak and feeble, as it is the smallest last finger on the hand. You know what, though? If you lose your pinky, you lose, like, most of your grip strength.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the one finger that gives you the most grip strength.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Everyone really thinks it's the opposable thumbs.
I mean, it definitely helps. Think if you didn't have a thumb, dude. Like, what would you do? You would just
That's what
like,
I'm saying. I could lose any other one of these. If I lost this, done.
Yeah. Like you wouldn't be able to pick anything up.
No.
I mean, you could scoop stuff.
You know what's also weird?
You have like a claw.
The little like halfway up thumb that dogs have on their front paws. You know?
Yeah.
It's like a little halfway up their like their arm. And it's just a little nub thumb that's just like useless.
Oh yeah. I wonder what that's for. It's fucking evolution.
It's got something to do with it. It is their fuck. It's basically their thumb.
You know, dogs come from wolves, like all of them.
All of them.
Like a fucking chihuahua came from a wolf.
Can you imagine if a wolf like met Abby, my corgi?
It would eat it. Her. It would probably eat her. Yeah.
Probably.
And that'd be unfortunate. I've actually listened to a pack of coyotes rip apart a deer.
Oh yeah, I've heard them do it.
Yeah, and it was like 10 feet away from me.
Right outside our place at the arbors.
I thought it was cool hearing that
coyote sounds.
Hearing that animal slowly die, screaming the whole time.
What do we got here? Coyotes have spread across. Yeah. 40% since the early. Jesus. Well,
when a coyote dies, they do like a roll call. And if one's missing, then that stimulates the females to give birth to like a bigger litter.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
That's like SEAL Team 6, like, but mixed with that Mormon group that was headed by that one guy. I forget his name.
What'd you just say?
You know, where like he had like 1,000 wives or something, you know, and like just basically he could on command be like, you need to give birth.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, Warren Jeffs. Look up Warren Jeffs.
You need to give birth and she would give birth.
No, he'd just like say like, you need to give birth. And then he'd start fucking them all.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this guy. Oh, he's a cult leader. Yeah, he's a cult leader. I've gotten real into this recently. I've gotten really into cults recently.
Warren Jeffs is an American cult leader who is serving a life sentence in Texas for child sexual assault following 2 convictions in 2011. He is the president of Fundamental Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints. That's a mouthful. A polygamous cult based in Arizona.
They're still around, dude.
He was placed on the FBI's 10 most wanted list.
Oh, yeah. It was fucked what he was doing in there.
Damn. There was
like, dude, people literally think he's the only connection to Jesus Christ.
Damn. So he was having kids marry each other.
You want to know something so fucked? He admitted in prison to not being a god. He was on the prison phone, on video phone with his brother, and he told him, tell everyone back at the compound, I'm not a god. Like, I'm not. I made it up. Like, I'm not a god.
Damn.
And then 2 days later, he retracted it and said it was just a moment of weakness that he is a god.
How could you get that many people
and
to believe
that?
And
they still believe him. They live out in Arizona and they still believe in him.
How can you get that many people to think something like that?
Dude, it's just as crazy as like the Kool-Aid, the drink the Kool-Aid. What was that one called? Jonestown. Jim Jones.
He was also a very good boxer.
What?
Jim Jones was a bouncer, right? Or
no, boxer. He was a deranged cult leader.
Yeah, but Jim Jones is the name of like a famous boxer.
It might have been. Jones.
No, not John Jones. Jim Jones, right?
Jim Jones boxer. Let's see what that comes up with. No.
It's the same guy. Yeah,
oh, what? Right. Holy shit, he was a boxer?
In Cincinnati. What the fuck?
What the literal fuck? How did you know?
Wait, is it really the same guy?
Yeah, it's the same guy. Same guy, dude.
That's so fucked up.
No, wait.
In 1938.
No, not the same guy.
Oh, it's not.
The same guy. No.
Oh, goddamn. That AI shit misled us.
No. It was.
No, I don't think so. This guy, the Jim Jones, was born in Creed, Indiana.
Oh, I see. Yep. Okay, never mind. Yeah, redacted.
Yeah.
Redacted.
Yeah, Jim Jones was definitely a boxer.
This Jim Jones is fucked up.
Yeah, that Jim Jones is fucked up. Have you ever seen the videos of the compound when they pulled up to everybody dead?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, just all of them just laying there.
There was a cult that the guy was obsessed with the Nike heirlooms or something. It was like a special Nike shoe, And
oh yeah, the
I think it was Airlines.
The ones that believed in the spaceship.
That's Scientology.
No, it's different.
Oh no, you're right. They believe a spaceship was going to come down, but
yeah, it was two people. It was an old guy and an old woman.
Nike Decades.
I think it was the Cortez.
Look up
Gate of Heaven.
Yeah,
that was it. Yep, Gate of Heaven.
And they all died in these Nike shoes, and the shoes go for like $3,000.
Is their website like still going on? Holy shit!
Type in shoes.
Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate. Heaven's Gate. Heaven's Gate.
Gate of Heaven's.
Heaven's Gate.
A Catholic. I'm gonna be buried there.
Heaven's Gate. Heaven's Gate. Their logo is really sick, but like,
I want to see these shoes though. Go to shoes or type in shoes after everything you typed in, or type in Nike shoes. Yeah, decades.
Yeah, Nike decades.
Yeah. So, will you type in Nike decades? Okay, on eBay right there. Anywhere. Well, I want to see a price. So go to eBay.
I'm sure they're like still kind of
$1,460.
But dude, those were.
Oh, these are the actual.
These are the 1990 ones. Like the ones in 97 when that happened.
Yeah.
So that's the exact model that they wore,
which is really cool.
That's fucked up. Yeah. Also, dude, like when I was watching the documentary about Heaven's Gate, like, cause you know, they pulled up to in there, everyone's already dead.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled up and everyone was already dead.
Yeah.
But the way, and like, dude, the instructions, reading those instructions was like, dude, it gave me chills.
I feel like I would want to join a cult for like a few months just to like check it out.
Like, see what's up.
Yeah. But
like, then you'd never be able to leave.
Oh, I would find a way. I would find a way.
They'd hunt you down.
I would hunt them down.
Facts.
I would end up like, like at night, I would first kill the fucking leader and then kill, you know, a few of his like closest. And then I would name myself as the new cult leader. And I'd be like, I am the one to follow now.
I am the one to follow now. Everybody leave.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't make him leave. I would say, you got to do what I say.
You got to do what the fuck I say.
Will's like, yep.
But dude, like, that's what kills me. The amount of power that words can have sometimes.
Yeah.
With no credibility, no credibility, no proof, no proof, no credibility, anything.
Will, can you pull up the first video? Nick, you're going to love this. Yeah, here it is.
UFC.
Here's what I say about him hailing Hitler, hailing the Nazis. I really don't think that he was, because I honestly think that Hitler was a good guy based upon my own research, not my public education indoctrination. I really do think.
Pause it.
Whoa.
Look at this guy right next to him.
He's just like, you dude, you just said that on.
Can you turn up the sound on this a little bit? If possible.
He's like, you just said that like on a national scale. You realize that, right?
No, this is on his podcast called Arc Insanity.
That's so funny.
Okay, go ahead.
And on meth, he was a guy I'd go fishing with. He fought for his country.
Wait, go back. go back
he
like 10 seconds.
He was a guy to go fishing with.
Okay.
Hitler, hailing the Nazis. I really don't think that he was, because I honestly think that Hitler was a good guy based upon my own research, not my public education indoctrination. I really do think before Hitler got on meth, he was a guy I'd go fishing with. He fought for his country. He wanted to purify it by kicking the greedy Jews out that were
Wow, Hitler bad, by the way.
Hitler is bad.
Let's just get that out of the way here. Hitler is bad. He's bad.
Let's keep this going.
Very bad.
Destroying his country and turning them all into gays. They were ganging up the kids. They were
and turning up in the gays.
I knew he would love this.
What the fuck?
This is a famous UFC fighter.
My public school indoctrination. Why do we give these people platforms, dude? Why?
It's free speech, I guess. This is our country. This is who we are.
Oh my god. Oh, just to clarify, I'm laughing, but I'm also like super angry because, like, you know, why does he have a platform?
Let's keep on going.
We're queering out the women. They were queering out the dudes. They were, you know what her first surgery ever was? Happened to be in Germany before Hitler took over. You know the books that everybody makes fun of Hitler burning? You know what the books was? Queer books. Hitler burned queer books.
Queer books. Queer. They were burning queer books.
Oh my god.
Hitler was a guy to go fishing
with. He was a guy to go fishing with. He burned queer books. What the fuck? God, it makes me sad that stupid people like this live on our earth.
Reprehensible.
Dude, deplorable fucking human behavior. Dude, just look at his face. That's a man of a that's a psychopath. That is like the face of death itself. Like I'm not going to be surprised if I see him on the news 5 years from now.
No, he already had an apology. After this, we can look at
his apology video. I'm saying 5 years from now with a murder charge. I'll see it.
Well, you never know.
We'll see it.
Because Hitler didn't want a bunch of queers destroying his nation. They can't produce children. Was Hitler perfect? No. But he was fighting for his people, okay? And he wanted a pure nation.
Wow. And dude, this guy's got to just sit here and take it.
Yeah, that's fucked. Before all the meth, Hitler was a guy to go fishing with.
No. What? Dude, where does he like come up with this? Where's he coming up with this stuff?
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, he apologizes on Joe Rogan?
No, it's a different video. Don't take out the Joe Rogan part. It's a different video. Okay. Yeah, just type in apologizes. There it is.
This should be awesome.
What do Elma, Jimmy, and Marcus have?
Bryce Mitchell has given a statement following his recent comments, with him saying, "In the future, I will be much more considerate when talking about the suffering of
when and, dude, he
spent it says, "I'm sorry I sounded insensitive. I definitely was not trying to offend anybody, but I know I did. I know that a lot of people died in the Holocaust, and that's a fact. Hitler did a lot of evil things. I think we can all agree on that. I'm definitely not a Nazi and definitely do not condone any of the evil things Hitler did."
But he yeah, but you totally books. Did.
In response to the backlash of
but you totally
apologizing
did.
For his comments, he previously said to Natan Levy, calling him out to a fight, saying, "I'm definitely not a hater of yours, brother. Never will be. And I'd be glad for you to educate me on history. Thanks for standing up, ready to fight. You're a real man. God bless." So Bryce Mitchell seems
dude, he can't even spell.
There's like a whole video of
let
him.
Let me know your thoughts in the comments down below on this situation. And
that's
Bryce
the
Mitchell
video
statement.
Of him apologizing. That's literally. Go back and try to find a different one. I just saw it. I guess they took it down. I don't know. Yeah, they had it. There was a whole apology video, and he was like, "I didn't know."
Yeah, because it was probably a piss poor apology.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't mean to offend anybody. That's a fact.
They were queering out the woman. They were queering out the kids. That's horrible.
Burning the queer books.
Oh, my God.
Burning the queer books.
I'm actually like, and I think Dana White came out too, and he was like, this guy's an idiot.
Yeah, like, dude, you had to come out and say that if you're Dana White.
Isn't it weird, though? There's, like, multiple, like, people doing the Sig Hail, though. There's Elon Musk.
Dude.
There's... Oh, he did the From My Heart. But it's... But it definitely looks bad. And he knew what he was doing. Like, obviously he knew. He's the smartest guy ever. Like, he knew what he was doing. Like, there's no way he didn't know that that would elicit that kind of reaction. It was...
It was, like, just troll bait. That's all it was.
I don't know if it's safe to, like, roll that one off. Like, just for our public image. But no, I mean, and then there's another guy that was doing it too, and then there was a South American guy that was also doing it. Like, there's been more and more. I think we're gonna see a lot of neo-Nazi shit. Like people are gonna be more like unafraid to just start doing that shit,
which is scary as fuck.
Yeah,
you're just gonna start seeing them like just on the streets, and you're just gonna have to deal with it.
Should we shave our heads now?
No. No. No.
This is the worst time to shave
this
your head.
This is the worst time. Worst.
Yeah.
It's too cold for that shit.
It is too cold for that.
And, you know, Nazi bad.
Yeah. I have a random thing for you. So the guy that voiced Charlie Brown, his name is... what's his name? Hold on. It's...
Charlie Brown.
Peter Robbins is his name.
Okay.
And he actually went to prison for something, I forget. But he died in 2022. But that guy, like, that did all the Charlie Brown voicing. I was trying to, like, fucking get a hold of him. And then I saw this shit about him that, like, he went... I forget what he went to prison for. Can you look that up, Will? Just type in, what did Peter Higgins go to prison for?
Peter Higgins?
He went to prison for, like... I don't know why I said Peter Higgins. I don't even know who that is.
Jesus.
Peter Robbins. What the fuck is Higgins?
Christopher Robin.
Okay, so Peter Robbins' legal issues began in 2013 when he was charged with threatening to harm and kill four individuals and one count of stalking. Threatened police sergeant and sheriff. He had a bail set at $550,000. Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
The freaking other dude only had a bail of $10,000, or that's how much he was charged with for the cult guy, Jeff.
Damn. Yeah.
So yeah, that sweet Charlie Brown voice, now you can just go to bed knowing that it was made by a
stalker.
By a stalker, yeah.
That's pretty sick.
He was caught or charged with violating the terms of his probation. He admitted sent threatening letters to the trailer park manager and his wife. Threatening letters?
I mean, yeah, he did voice that character back in, like...
Oh, and he threatened the judge, too. And he went to a psychiatric hospital.
Do you know who I am? I voice Charlie Brown.
I am Charlie Brown.
I'm Charlie Brown. That's kind of funny, I'm not going to lie.
Jesus.
Yeah, what's this? Ukrainian female POWs?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I thought to send this. But yeah, so in Ukraine, in Russia, the way that they're treating POWs, all the women, it's fucked up, but we can read it. Some have been subjected to cruel degradations, including being forced to march naked in the snow and expose themselves to their captors. The Telegraph tracked down four women who agreed to speak out about the months, and in some cases, years they spent in captivity. Their testimonies reveal the brutality in which Moscow's forces treat the Ukrainians they have captured. Go down a little bit. They led us to the showers with bags before our heads where we were forced to undress. We had to walk naked in front of men and everyone else bent over through freezing cold water. Afterwards, we were forced to sing the Russian anthem while naked. We returned to the cells in tears, utterly distraught, crying in a state of hysteria. It was inhumane. To them, we were nothing.
That's fucked up.
I don't know. Like, do you think stuff like this is propaganda, or do you think that, like...
I don't know.
I mean, this war is
brutal, dude.
It probably happened. Slammed against the wall, beaten with a metal pole, denied medical treatment.
Not surprising, any of it.
Oh, my God.
Animals, dude. All of them. Russians. Animals.
Yeah, I feel like if there was like a war like with the U.S., we wouldn't be drafted first, because I think it goes by like it's like 18 to 21 and then it's 21 to 24 and then it's 24 to 20. Like, I think it's like 3 or 4. Can we type in how does the draft work with like ages?
How does the U.S. draft work?
Or if that doesn't work, type in. Okay. Citizens and male immigrants between the ages of 18 and 25 must
random
register.
Lottery.
So, okay. So it's between 18 and 25 is the first round of drafts. Can you type in how do draft rounds work? Let's see what pops up here.
The NBA or the NFL draft. How does the NFL draft work?
Through a random lottery system where birthdays are drawn, with the first group called being those turning 20 years old during the year of the draft, followed by progressively older ages, essentially creating rounds of potential draftees based on their birth date and a randomly assigned number from a lottery drawing.
That's kind of fucked.
So they just randomly draw birthdays and you're like, all right, well, it's time for you to go. Sorry. Yeah, that's crazy. But I think we're too old now to go.
No, we're not.
We're not?
We are completely able to go.
It said 18 and 25. Yeah, first, but like, what are the odds of like the first ones?
I don't like to think about the fact that I'd ever see a draft in my life.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like to see myself in a draft because I would definitely die. Yeah.
Yeah, they would pull up videos of us.
Getting a little in there.
We would be in like a Russian death camp and they'd play this and be like, so, what's this?
What's this?
Be like, fuck, that podcast was a bad idea.
That was a bad idea. Shit. Good God.
Yeah. But no, do you think you could ever like visit Russia? I don't even know if we're allowed to right now. Can we even go to Russia?
Nope. Mm-mm. Not allowed.
Where else can we not go?
China, kind of.
We can't go to China?
Without a visa. It'd be tough.
Do you think they would like ask us a bunch of questions?
We would have to have like a legitimate reason for needing to go there.
When I went to Italy,
I don't know.
They just asked me a few questions in customs, because you have to, you go through the scanner and the scanner like takes a picture of your whole body. And then you scan your passport and then you walk through and then someone stops you at a desk and they're like, hey, why are you here? What are you doing? And then you just answer. And if you seem like you're being untruthful, I guess they pull you aside. I don't know like what they're told to look for.
I don't know either. I haven't looked into that.
I feel like they probably go through so many people. The people there are probably like worn out from talking to people.
There's like, all right, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You're on vacation. Okay, cool.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah.
Have a good vacation.
At least that's how I would be.
Yeah, North Korea. We can't go there.
Yeah, we can't go to North Korea.
We used to be able to like 10 years ago.
We could.
Yeah, there was a dude in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I actually met a friend. I
forgot about that.
So this dude went to North Korea and stole a banner and tried to take it back, and they, like, kept him and poisoned him. And he is from around here somewhere, mm-hmm. like, in Ohio. He's, like, only, like, 30 minutes away. Well, he's dead now, but I talked to a friend of his.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. And they were like, yeah, he was a nice guy. This and that.
Damn.
Yeah. And I was like, shit. And
how'd that even come up?
They brought it up.
They brought it up. You were just talking to some people.
I don't remember exactly how it came up.
I feel that.
Yeah, it just did somehow.
Ohio man trapped in North Korea. Otto Rambler. Is that what it said?
Warbeer.
Uh, 2016 this happened.
North Korean court sentenced Otto to 15 years imprisonment with hard labor on charges that he attempted to steal a propaganda poster. That's a harsh fucking 15 years.
I mean, dude. They don't want anyone to know what they're doing over there.
He was freed. This is a dark episode, dude.
It is.
He was freed, seriously ill, 17 months after his arrest and died in a hospital 6 days after returning to the U.S. What do you think about that?
What do you think about that?
He was in a state of unresponsive wakefulness.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking insane, dude. Like, that's why some countries I won't even think about going to. Like, would you go to Turkey, though?
No. I don't have any reason to.
Would you go to Germany?
Maybe.
What about, I'm trying to think of a, what about, like, South Korea?
Maybe.
It seems like two, like...
Korean ladies are awesome.
You like Asian girls? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tractor beam. Suck me right in.
God damn it. But...
Tractor beam.
I've dated a couple Asian girls, and I don't know... Yeah, there's nothing wrong with them. I just, you know, you like what you like.
There's nothing wrong with them, dude.
Yeah, no, they're fine.
All right. What do we got here?
Oh, you're going to love this, dude. 911.
Great. We would like to book a room for tonight.
We turn it up a little bit.
Okay? I take it you're not able to speak freely. Is there someone listening who might cause you harm? That's right. This person known to you? Tell him
we want. Can you turn it up on the thing? Nothing but the best
for my wife. Just answer yes or no. Is your husband armed?
Yes.
If he's armed with a gun, ask for a king size bed.
Yes, a king size bed would be perfect.
Daddy, why don't I take this one?
Why would I have you do that? Ma'am, it sounds like you might be driving.
Yes, I would say we're about 10 minutes away from your hotel.
Okay, pretend you're still booking a room and tell me your name.
The room should be booked under the name Catherine Ann Morris.
Okay, Catherine, stay calm. I'm right here with you. The car you're in is registered to your husband. Ask for valet parking. If it's registered to you, say self-park.
Self-park is fine.
Get me everything you can on Catherine Ann Morris, especially her DMV registration. We need the make, the model, and the color of her car. Catherine, I'm going to stay on the line with you. And is there a baby with you? Yes, we're going to need a crib in the room. LAPD be advised, abduction of mother and infant child in progress. Unknown vehicle heading to Sunset Regency Hotel, Mid-City area. Have units waiting to intercept.
Okay. Don't touch her like that. She doesn't like it.
Catherine, try not to antagonize him.
Get off the damn phone and take care of her.
How complicated is it to book a room in this place?
I'm sorry. I just want to make sure they have everything we need. I mean, you didn't even let me pack.
I already told you we have everything we need.
I even bought you a yellow nightie.
I knew it was your color when I saw it in the window. I was going to surprise you, but now you've ruined it.
How? I bought that weeks ago.
Are you still on the phone with him? Do they have a room or don't they? Let me talk to
him. Tell him I put you on hold.
I'm on hold.
Try not to cry. Tell him you're happy to be with him. Let him believe that.
I've got three Catherine Ann Morrises in the greater Los Angeles area.
She's a new mother.
It's probably going to be Catherine Ann Morris of Burbank, 2018 Red Buick Regal.
Be advised, in progress abduction, believed to be traveling in a 2018 Red Buick Regal.
She's married to a Daniel Brian Morris. He's got two felony assault charges on his record.
Catherine, I know you're afraid right now, but I'm right here with you. Just drive to the hotel. The police will be waiting there to arrest him. You and your baby are going to be just fine. Catherine? Can you hear me? Are you there? Can you talk?
I think Catherine's done enough talking for today.
Daniel, you need to pull the car over right now. Fire and RA units, be advised. Possible three-person car accident in vicinity of Sunset.
What the fuck is going on here? Why didn't you have us watch that? That was so fucked up. What?
Oh,
whole time. Oh. I was just waiting for the punchline or something. Oh my God, I can't breathe. Holy shit. Holy shit. I was just waiting for it to get funny.
I just...
just out of nowhere.
I don't know. I just thought that maybe you guys would be interested in that.
Oh, holy shit. Oh, I'm crying.
So anyways, you got any weekend plans, Nick?
Fuck no. No. No, I don't.
Oh, God.
I've had my eyes glued to Apex Legends for the past 72 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apex that right? Legends, dude. I fucking... I think it's a great game.
It is a great game. It's actually gotten a lot better. I will give them that.
It's better than Fortnite.
Never liked Fortnite. I've said that before. I'll say it again. It's the worst game ever made. It's the worst game ever made.
It was great when it first came out.
I didn't even like it then.
Really?
Didn't even like it then. I didn't like the concept of it. That's actually why I didn't like Apex at first. Was because of that.
I mean, it's geared... I think it's kind of fucked because some of their like emotes are... They can be sexual, but the game is geared towards kids.
Yes.
So I don't really know if I...
I just don't fuck with that type of game. You know what I mean? The overly cartoony, like, shooter?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess,
you know,
people like it. I played it for a while. They had, like, huge fucking, like Fortnite... championships where the players would get like $1 million if they won.
That was another thing. I just like hate the overhype, you know, just the overhype of a mid-tier game.
I'm actually waiting for the new Doom to come out.
Yes.
And the new Elden Ring to come out. They're both coming out in May, I think, which is fucking awesome.
I actually have never played Elden Ring anyway.
You should play it. I mean, to like get... any Dark Souls game, it's fucked. The first one was Demon Souls. And the first, like, it's... you die in, like, two hits. Like, it's very hard to get...
I hate that shit.
Just, like, the first level, it's instantly, like, fuck you. It's like, you have to play it perfectly. And then you get to the first boss. I've been trying to beat him for a month. Can't beat him. Like, I try every... and now, like I'll try, like, once a week now. And I'll die a couple times. Because you have to run through the whole level again to get to him.
That sucks.
So it starts you all the way back. And I can't do it. It's like not even fun to play it at that point. You know, because then you're just wasting so much time. Just go and die. And you've lost 25 minutes of your life. It just, I don't know. It's fucking bullshit. And Dark Souls like 1, 2, and 3 are all difficult games. Elden Ring is like the most playable, but it's still difficult. If that makes sense.
Kind of.
Like Dark Souls and Demon Souls are like you have
to... why is there so many souls?
It's just a FromSoft thing. it's FromSoft. It's just what they call their games. Well, there's also like Neo and there's Sekiro, which is really
Sekiro
good.
Sekiro soul.
Dude.
Suck through your soul.
Sekiro is like a parrying game. So you have to time the parrying perfect. Like I don't even know if you can block. But you have to parry everything, and then that's what the basis game off. Like that's the combat mechanics. So you have to like time it, and then if you don't time it right, then you die.
That's pretty cool.
And there's one boss, it's like a giant ape, and you kill it. It's very difficult, and you kill it because it has this big-ass sword, and then it comes down, and you have to time it perfectly when the sword comes down.
Is this a top-down view game?
No.
First person?
Yeah, no, it's like an RPG.
So a top down.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I thought by top down, you literally meant like right.
Oh, like third person.
Though. Yeah, you're looking at it from like behind. And it's fucking intense. But you kill this ape and then you cut its head off and then it fucking like revives and it's holding its own head and trying to kill you. It's fucking, it's hard.
That's pretty sick.
It's a pretty cool game.
Holds its head, tries to eat you with its sever head.
FromSoft is just a really good, I mean, you have to get used to how the games are played because it's like based off of like, you're basically rolling to dodge the whole time.
You know, a game that I have not played, but everyone's been talking about is Marvel Rivals.
Okay.
Not played it.
I heard that was good.
Because, like, dude, to me, a, like, clash, a team clash game like that, no, not third person.
You don't think so?
No.
You think you should play as, like, Captain
America? First person.
Captain America first person.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I feel like it's way better to, like, see him in the fucking, the shield and...
Well, I mean, at least give us the option.
But what about Iron Man? Iron Man should be third person because you're flying around and shit.
Maybe.
That's how Red Dead Redemption 2 is. Like,
I just can't get behind it.
Yeah, no, I get it.
That's it. Because all my favorite like Battle Royale games or whatever have been first person.
Yeah, I mean, if you prefer first person.
Then. Also, I'm just a Halo nerd and that's what I grew up on. So like, it's got to be like that.
I like both, you know though. I mean? I like first person and third person. I'm like a bi game.
I can do third on non-shooter games, obviously, mm-hmm. like Mario and shit. No problem.
I'm like a pansexual gamer.
Yes. Yes.
Just works out that way.
I'm just drawn that way.
What?
You never seen that movie?
No.
You fucking Roger Rabbit, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? You never seen that?
No.
It's like one of the greatest movies ever made, dude.
There's a lot of classics I haven't seen, but I've seen like The Green Mile.
The Green Mile?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, boss. I'm afraid of the dark.
Oh, I was like, dude, I was thinking of The Longest Yard for some reason.
That's a good movie too. That has, what's his fucking face?
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, but no. Starts with the J. Joey Diaz is in that.
Yes. Ideas, isn't it?
Which is fucking cool. Like I feel like anytime like I see a comic in a movie, I'm like, fuck yeah, I know who that is.
You know what I constantly think about?
Theo Vaughn.
No. That one scene from the Benchwarmers where that guy, the Hispanic guy,
mm-hmm.
like he's like, I got your new player right here. He's like just some older dude.
Yeah.
Hands him his piece of paper. I'm 12. How old are you? I'm 12.
And everyone
more
is
like 1,200.
Like, everyone just like buys into it.
And he just hands him the piece of paper to the ump with a $10 bill in it. Just says, I am 12.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, you're 12.
He's got documentation for 10 bucks.
You know, there's only been one Adam Sandler movie that's been nominated for an Emmy, I think.
You mean
an Oscar, whatever.
Yeah, say an Oscar.
Yeah, and
I think it was Uncut Gems.
No, it wasn't.
Which one was it?
I don't know. Will,
I'm 12. Adam Sandler's
only Oscar nominated movie. I think it's 50 First Dates. Let's look this up real quick. We're gonna find out the answers. I don't know if it's going to tell us.
Oh, he's never even nominated.
I thought there was one. Oh, fuck. Yeah, well, I guess he's never been nominated. Which is weird to think because he has like some of the best movies.
That's what I'm saying. Like Uncut Gems, that movie was fantastic.
I wonder. And yeah, that movie was like, it was crazy because it was like music. Non-stop playing, but it was like anxious movie or anxious
music.
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy. That's never been nominated.
Think of having like a gambling addiction like that. But if you have that much money, he had like a side girl.
I don't even go to casinos, dude. I don't know about you guys. I just don't go to them.
I've been to a casino a few times. I played blackjack once. And
I've gone. You know, it's not like I haven't, but I don't think to myself,
out of nowhere, like, hey, let's go to the fucking casino.
Well, I blew $100 in like 10 minutes and I was like, okay.
Like, okay, nothing really came out of that. So,
yeah. I mean, it was fun to play and like you're on, like your senses are on 10 when you're playing. You're like, come on.
Well, yeah, because all the damn lights and shit, it's all designed.
Yeah, which is weird. Like there's no curves in a casino. Like everything is like 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird to think about. And they let you smoke in there, too, in a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah, they don't give a shit.
The fucking rakes in a casino.
In the casino.
My work sent
me... I'm 12.
So some casinos have, hotels in them. And my work sent me to one. And they gave me, like, $100 to gamble. Blew it instantly. And I was like, well, I guess this was... a bad idea. Like I could have.
What
got
if
lunch.
You made like 50K?
Oh man, I probably quit my job
for 50K.
Not my job now, but at the time, yeah.
Oh yeah, at the time, yeah, probably at the time.
Yeah, at the time, I definitely would have.
I've definitely had thoughts about what if I just like got crazy money out of nowhere.
What would you? So how much would it take for you to quit your job? 100K.
I would say a good 500K.
Really? That much?
500K lump sum.
It would only take me 100K. Actually, honestly, like 70.
70? 1 year's worth of pay would get you to quit your job.
I would work my part-time job too.
No. I would at least reduce my hours.
I would work my part-time job. I would pay off all my debt, and then I would just look for another job in the meantime.
Okay.
But like my job now is pretty good. So like, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean?
I do have a pretty baller job.
That's where I'm at with it. I love my job.
I was, so like my job has like a coffee machine. For real. It's
like every other job.
No, it's like a $3,000 coffee machine. It's like, it's fucking huge and has a touch screen. So you touch it and then you can press like dark roast, light roast, and then it has like fucking 20 drinks that it can make you.
Oh, I see. One of them fancy ones.
Yeah, it's like $3,000-$4,000 fucking machine.
That's fucked up.
It's pretty dope. And I'll go up there and I'll be like, boop, boop, boop.
People are fucking serious about their coffee. It's weird.
I know. They are very serious. There's some machines that are like $50,000.
That's insane to me.
Just to make coffee.
I wouldn't be able to let that happen. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, I don't know if I would invest in that.
No, never. Never in my entire life.
Yeah, because I don't like coffee that much.
I would invest in a fountain machine that has unlimited Monster in it first.
Oh my God.
Unlimited white Monster in it.
So
one tap only, and it's white Monster.
I've heard that if you drink too much energy drinks, it'll make your appendix burst.
Nice.
Like if you do it like every day. And I was actually at, I went to Rolling Loud a few years ago. And there was a dude there, and I watched him. Like, I watched his appendix burst. Like, I saw him. He was like, oh, fuck. He was like, dude, there's something wrong with me, bro. There's something wrong with me. And everyone was like, oh, you're fine. You're fine. Literally passed out, like, an hour later.
That's
and was just up. On the ground. And the ambulance had to come. And I guess his appendix burst. And it was
that's
like,
fucked.
It was, like, leaking out in his body.
What?
But you can get it removed, and you're fine.
Yeah.
You don't even, like, I don't even know what it does.
I don't think you really need it.
Can we look up what does an appendix do? Maybe it was like something we needed like a million years ago.
Your pancreas.
The appendix is a small worm-shaped organ. Cool.
Nice.
Contains lymphoid tissue, bacteria storage.
It produces immune cells.
So it says, it is believed the appendix may have been a more important organ in our ancestors who had less hygienic lifestyle and were more prone to gastrointestinal infections. So I guess it helps you fight off infections.
That you eat or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sounds about right. We ain't eating shit off the floor, or are we?
Would you give a kidney to someone? Like if someone was dying, you would give a kidney?
Yeah, because you only need one.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if I could do it, though.
I would do it.
I'd have to think about it. Because I don't like the thought of being cut, like cut open.
Well, neither do I. But if they put me under and I wouldn't feel a damn thing, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. But that would be a tough recovery, dude. You would be recovering for like a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah. For like from having an organ removed from you.
Yeah.
That's like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Would be my, I mean, I don't know. That would just be my guess.
I no knowledge either. Nothing.
Yeah.
Never had to do it. No one knew, never knew anyone who had it.
Yeah. I guess we can
wrap it. I think that's where we're going to wrap it there. Again, thank you everybody so much for watching. We are now on Patreon, like we said before. Be sure to check that out and subscribe. We are also on Apple Podcasts now.
Are we really?
We're on Apple Podcasts now.
Oh.
We're on Apple Podcasts, so you can go ahead and subscribe to us on there or on Spotify if that's more your flavor. Personally, an Apple guy myself, preferably.
Same.
Yeah, Apple Podcasts.
Bougie,
you know. But yeah, thank you everybody so much for watching, and we will see you all on the next episode.
Peace.